Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, the show. Welcome to another
Lechica,
where we read your Lecha fan mail, answer your guys a question, and talk about you, our Lecha fans. So this episode or these episodes are all about you, our fans. But if it's your first time listening to the show, you can always check out our regular mixes. What do we talk about on our regular mixes, Rika G?
Peace, you guys.
And usually we talk about our lives. So yeah, that's coming up on Monday.
Yes, it is. All right, let's we'll start.
But we
right
just
away
had
with,
one. Last Monday.
Yes, we did. Mix 29. Season 2 Mix 29 is out. And unfortunately, we recorded on a Sunday, and then the next day, Heidi Lynn Diaz won gold medal. So we didn't get to talk about it on there. But we do have a goddess a question that I think we'll be able to talk about her, as well as the rest of the Filipino athletes at the Tokyo Olympics. All right. Are you ready for some Leche Fan Mail?
Okay.
Okay, Moo, the first one from, they're going by that person, that's the alias that they're doing. And the subject heading is, a poem I wrote on being gay. It says, hi Rika, hi JC, I know it's half a month too late for Pride Month, but here's a poem that I wrote on my experience being gay. I've written my heart and my soul into it, and if anyone asks me how it's like for me to be gay, I give them this poem. It's written in Tagalog. I hope you guys can give it a listen. Feel free to talk about it on your podcast, stream it there, and or post it on our Facebook page. I don't want to be known. That's why I used a voice changer. Oh, cool. The message of my poem is more important than I am. I'm hoping that it will help some people feel less lonely knowing that they are not the only ones going through what they are going through. Also, if you can keep my email private, that would be good. This is my email. This is my gaming email. Thank you. Thanks for the poem, that person.
We'll definitely post that on our Facebook page. That's exciting. I kind of want to hear it now too, but
you know what? We can edit it into the end of this mix so that whoever listens to the end of this, they can catch it at the end of this mix. What do you think about that?
Yes. Look at you being an audio engineer.
You like that?
I don't know, dude.
But yeah, that's really cool that you were able to write a poem. Like we just want to give you a big shout out for that's a very personal thing to kind of.
I know. Thank you for letting yourself be vulnerable like that. I know it's probably not easy, but I guess that's why we're thankful that we have this kind of art, you know, or art in this world so that we can express all of these feelings without feeling so exposed.
Yeah. I just got this email, or I just read it to Rika today. So I actually listened to the poem. I think it's really heartfelt. So Rika will probably share her thoughts next mix. But yeah, we'll add it to the end of this Lechica. Thank you, that person, for sending that in. All right. Moo, we have another email. This one from North Carolina, Rika G. Who do you know in North Carolina?
Nobody. I don't even know where it is in the map. do they have like a state food or something? Like
I know Michael Jordan was big because he went to college there, right? He was a North Carolina Tar Heel. So yeah, this one, a quick one, a short one as well. It says, hello, I first heard the Halo Halo Show podcast a few months ago, and I'm really loving it so far. I'm currently working here in North Carolina, USA, and your podcast has been part of my daily routine. Also, I'd like to recommend Rika and JC for your, or I'd like to commend you, Rika and JC, for your efforts on coming up with this show. For example, TV show recommendations. I watched Invincible and The Tomorrow War because of JC's recommendations, and the trending topics keep me updated on hot daily TTs. May I also ask, what has been your biggest learning this pandemic? How are you going to use this as you move forward in your life? All the best to Rika, JC, and the Hala Hala Show from Vanessa Castro in Charlotte, North Carolina, USA. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Charlotte, please. Thanks, Vanessa.
I know. Thanks, Vanessa. There we go. No, but I wonder if like Vanessa is already connected with other Lecce fans in the city. That would be cool, right?
Yeah.
In like your own countries where you live right now.
Like a Charlotte, North Carolina chapter of the Hale Hale Show.
Right? That would be really cool. But for you, like she had a question, what's your biggest learning?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've answered similar questions before, but right now, since I don't know if Rika feels the same, but I'm embarking on a new part of my adult life where I'm not just Axie Infinitia, but like thinking about long-term investments and like the future of my finances. I've always been careful with money, but now I'm thinking bigger and more long-term because I've always been resistant to that. I've always been a kind of living in the, you know, not day to day, but maybe month to month, or even to some extent, just year to year. So I'm kind of thinking maybe 5-10 years down the line already. How about you?
Mine would probably just be open to, you know, opportunities that are presented to you, mm-hmm. because it's just, I feel like, you know, with our generation now, it's just, I don't know, like knowing me before, I felt like I wouldn't take all these risks that I'm taking right now, but I am. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where it will lead me, but it feels good right now.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to act stupid or whatever, especially when it comes to money or, mm-hmm. or like actual life decisions. But right now it feels good and I'm enjoying it. And actually I came across this one podcast where they talked about responsibilities, and actually it revolves around stoicism, which I like. I like the whole philosophy of it. Mm. I don't know how you describe it, like the whole like thought process,
ideology or whatever.
Ideology. I know I'm not like super into stoicism and I don't know like everything about it, but I did come across this one podcast that talked about responsibility, and they said that sometimes we fail to see that you have to do something before you can actually, or you have to do something right now before you can actually enjoy, you know, or reap the benefit. So
yes.
let's just, for example, you know, you want to graduate college and all you could think of is graduating college and getting a job and the after college life, but you fail to enjoy your life right now. You fail to not just enjoy, but actually endure the life right now. So that you take everything in, you know, you miss out on all of these opportunities, connecting with your classmates, with your professors, you know, actually learning in a class or your thesis, because you just keep on thinking about your after college life. So, So basically the message of that whole episode was just to be present, and you might actually enjoy the now. You know, I know it's not a new concept. It's not a new concept.
Live in the moment. Is that a good another way to describe it?
Yeah, live in the moment, but not as, you know, because sometimes it can sound super generic that you can't really see the point of it. But basically that is it. Like, just enjoy the now and maybe you enjoy it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of, you said opportunities, there's a, especially for what I'm doing right now, it involves putting out money that I was not super comfortable. You know, I was always very mahigpit sa pera. Like, yeah. I was always afraid of something or whatever. But I remember this trip I went to before with my cousins to Vegas. So in Vegas, you go gamble or whatever. And my cousin, he, of course, you don't gamble what you can't afford to lose. But there's one quote that he always said. I don't know if it's where he got it from. Maybe it's from a TV show. It's just maybe a generic quote. But scared money don't make money. That's what I've been living.
Ooh, that's nice, dude.
Scared money don't make money, baby. And then he bet on black.
Kita mo yung mga piso mo, nagsishake, no? I'm shaking. Ooh, you scared now.
You scared, baby. So yeah, that is true. I like that. Thank you very much, Vanessa, all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. And, you know, that's just another Lecce fan from a different part of the globe. We've had fans who've emailed us from Ireland, the UAE, of course, the US, Japan. They're everywhere, man. It's really cool. really, really cool. Shall we move on to some Gatas a question, Rika G?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Moo, let's go first with from Diane, who asked, Rika and JC, would you rather lose your ability to speak or the ability to hear? Oh, man.
Hmm. Well, you know,
that's rough. That's hard.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when it comes to these questions, of course, I don't find anything wrong with it. It's just that I think about the people who are actually in the situation where they cannot speak or they cannot hear. And I mean, I don't want to be insensitive, but to answer the question, probably because this is our jobs, obviously, I wouldn't want to lose the ability to speak. But in general, I wouldn't want to lose, you know, the abilities that I have now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the question. That's my answer. It would be the ability to speak because, you know, it's really our bread and butter.
Yeah.
Both, actually. Both.
In terms of it, to answer that question from a, I guess if it was like a life or death situation, I had to choose one, I would choose the opposite because I think that the ability to hear is just, if you don't have that, it's a lot more difficult to kind of go through.
That is true.
You know, like when you're crossing the road, or, you know, you can hear cars. I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, practically, if it was a decision that would, how I would, you know, choose. So I'd pick the other one here.
But either way, you know what? It is not impossible to, you know, live with disabilities, especially the technology that we have now and the knowledge that we have now. And kudos to everyone, you know, actually trying to understand, let's say, other people who have that kind of disability. It's just, it's so cool. Also, you know what? Because I just came across this one new cafe opening up, and they actually hired people living with disabilities. And I think that's so, that's really great, because it's not like they, you know, like they can't hold a job or whatever. Right. And And I think that's really cool. And I can't wait to visit that cafe. It looks so beautiful.
There's one cookie company that hires people who are deaf.
Overdose.
I think it's Overdose, because there's a branch Elite in Galleria.
Yes.
So I went there, and I didn't know until I actually tried to order before. I said, "Oh, okay." And I mean, they're working, so that's good.
I know. Cool. All right.
All right. Moo, this one from Ali Bad Baran, who says, "What's a novelty item you own that you can't get rid of somehow? Is there something that you own that maybe is not really has any practical use or value, I guess?
Where do I start?
Can't get rid of it."
Where do I start, JC? My collection of tiny tans. You know what? I can't even say that, because they do have a purpose. Their purpose is to make me happy. Whenever I look at my collection, my magazine stack of BTS covers and albums and all of these, like, what do you call this? Like figurines or whatever. They have a purpose, and their purpose is to make me happy. Okay.
I get you.
It's my dried flowers, which you hate.
Oh yeah. Dried flowers. No, I love your dried flowers.
Whatever. Liar.
No, those have a, I mean, it's a nice visual, you know.
Would you put some in your apartment? Would you actually
Lately, I've been thinking about, you know, I said I've been kind of thinking long term. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about two things. One is buying another condo to rent out. So to buy an asset, to buy a property, like as a condo to rent out. And because of that, I've also been thinking about renovating, not just the condo that I plan to hopefully get, you know, down the line, but my own place. So I was at Green Hills over the weekend. I saw, like, a really, I'm not saying that, you know, you need electronics to make your place like that, but I saw this TV, Rika G. It was like 55 inches, bro. And I've never owned a TV that big. And it just, oh my God. I was like, oh my God, I want this so bad. Like, I've been thinking about kind of, not just that, but also storage, improving the storage in my place, adding.
Yeah.
Because I have just clothes literally just
lying around
in a basket here. And it doesn't look very presentable if someone were to come over, right? So hopefully down the line, that's kind of what I want to do with that as well. But to answer the question, I'm not really sure. I think most of the stuff that I have, because, you know, I took on the minimalist life, or I tried it. I still try to live by it. I have a lot of stuff that is pretty practical. I think I got rid of the things that I don't need. Yeah, I can't really think of anything really like a novelty item. Nothing that stands out to me so far. But I might be wrong. Maybe clothes. I know I still have clothes that I hold on to for as sentimental value that it doesn't fit me anymore. Or I keep justifying to myself that, you know, I'm going to lose weight and be able to fit in them again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's it, man. That's pretty much it.
Or I've actually been trying to get rid of a lot of stuff that I don't use. So I do the 2 month rule or 1 month rule where, mm-hmm. If every month I try to scan my room, and if I haven't been using it for a month, then I just throw it out. This was so different from me before. I literally cannot even before the Rika before, I couldn't let go of a Tupperware container. Like I could not, but now I think it's helped, you know, living by myself and living in a small space. It just made me realize that, yeah, it gave me happiness once. It mm-hmm. served its purpose. And now that it has like a million stains that I cannot rid of, cannot get rid of, I just throw it away. So I've actually been downsizing a lot when it comes to the stuff that I have here in the condo. To be honest, sometimes it kind of looks bare. I don't even have a freaking couch, dude. I don't have a couch. I don't have a couch. I sold my couch. I sold my TV. I just have a table here. Small table. I sold my big table, remember?
Oh, you sold that too? I haven't been to your place in months, so I don't know what's changed there.
Yeah, so I sold my small my big table. I only have like, I know how many, like a 24 inch table, 24 by 12, probably super leet. And I said that this was going to be a work table, but it actually, I use it for food as well. So okay. I eat here too. And I only have one chair, literally no time for company. I have like, literally, if I invite somebody in, they would probably think I want them out right away.
It's not
an inviting place, but it's still cozy. I'm actually thinking of buying a beanbag chair just so that if I want to lounge around, I could. But those are, I didn't know that those are freaking expensive, dude.
Are they?
There are a bunch of like quote unquote cheap ones on Lazada, but apparently they only sell the outer lining, and you have to buy like 3 kilos of like filling.
What do you call it? Like the packing styro. Peanuts or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I might just buy a new one maybe soon, because I really just want to dedicate a space here where it's not too big. But I'm just gonna lay a rug and then the beanbag chair and then a couple of candles and stuff like that, you know.
Gusto mo pang Christmas? Pang Christmas mo from me, gusto mo? Beanbag.
Sige. Christmas in July.
Sige. Oh, in relation pala to, you know how you said that you would do that 2 month rule or something? I don't know if I talked about it on this podcast, or if it was on my own, but I watched this YouTube video a while back about this guy who did this method where he packed everything into a box and he would take it out, right, if he needed it. So after a certain amount of time, I think it was like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, anything that he didn't take out of the box, means he didn't use it in those 3 weeks, he got rid of. So that might be something that people might be able to use in a similar vein as well. All right, Moo, two more questions.
Okay, go.
This one asking, this one from Kyla, who's asking, what are your thoughts on the top 100 Miss Universe Philippines candidates? Because they announced them, I think, last week. So between our two regular mixes, we didn't really talk about it in our most recent mix. But any thoughts on that? No, shout out, by the way, to
congratulations Ayin. To Ayin. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, wow. I actually messaged her and I'm like, oh, my gosh, Ayin, you're like blooming. And congratulations. And oh, my gosh, that's pretty exciting. And I cannot wait to see her journey.
Yeah. If you missed our last Tres Leches where we had Ayin and Riza, Ayin Bernos and Riza Lana of Camp Confidence. So we potentially could have already interviewed the next Miss Universe.
I know. Whoa.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool?
That's
our
a big
market
deal.
Value will go up because we knew her before everyone else knew her. And she's
is
already
that the
big
goal?
Do you know anyone? Because I know one of our former student jocks is also a candidate. See,
oh,
Aika.
Really?
Yeah, see, Aika De Cuno.
Ooh, really?
Her name is Nepheline. Her legal name is Nepheline, but we know her as Aika. So. Who else is part? Kisses de Levine. And in terms of like big names that you might have heard of, Kisses de Levine, Maureen Roblowitz, however you say
it. Oh, really? Wow.
Part of it. But now they're doing, because I saw Ayin's post recently, it's like a voting to get them into the top 75. Mm-hmm. So is it still like there's an element of it's like a popularity contest in a sense, right? I don't know how it works.
Well, I mean.
Or is the voting just part of the vote?
I guess on some level, it's just like a heightened or more magnified popularity contest because that's what it is basically, right?
Yeah.
I mean, aside from, you know, it's still a big deal, obviously, you know, how you carry yourself and how you answer all these questions, grace under pressure. So I just really can't wait to see, you know, their journey, especially in this setting where we have the pandemic and the lockdown, which, by the way, we're under GCQ again. Not complaining. Not complaining anymore because I don't want people to, you know, to get the Delta variant.
The Delta variant.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, good luck to all the contestants. We're rooting for all of you. But Ayin, shout out to Ayin once again. And it's a nice little plug for anyone who missed the Tres Leches. If you want to hear Ayin and Riza from Camp Confidence, we do have an episode out. Just scroll down wherever you're listening. Final question, Moo.
Moo.
What are your thoughts on the awesome storylines from Tokyo 2020 Olympics so far? So we all know, Heidelin Diaz, congratulations.
Congratulations,
our
queen.
First gold, baby.
Champion. Wow. I wonder how she's feeling right now. Probably, definitely on top of the world, literally. Yeah. That is
the first
amazing.
In our history, man.
Yeah, dude. First, like, deserve whatever she's getting from the government and all of these, you know, all these people.
I think she got 30 million plus like a house and like lifetime supply of food at Tipsy Pig or something.
Yeah, everywhere. Like, people are just celebrating with her, and I'm like, deserve niya talaga.
Yeah.
So congratulations. And I'm actually loving, aside from the major storylines, I'm loving all the TikTok accounts of all of these Olympians, you know, showing us that they're also people. They're also teenagers who like to dance in front of the camera, okay? Yeah.
Even though the free shoes that they get there at the Olympic Village?
Exactly. And the free shoes and the food and their beds that are super cool. And they're all probably hot in there. You know, I mean, they're all hot.
Yeah, that's very true. They're all
right.
Hot.
They're all like ripped and hot. All in one village.
No, but you've heard the stories, right, about the Olympic whatever. Like, even in the past, like pre-pandemic, they always said that they're athletes from all over, like, they like date each other,
pounce on that opportunity, man. True, not like literally, true. But maybe.
So shout out to Heidelin for taking the first gold. And on the night that Duterte's Sona, right? There, his last one, we didn't even talk about
it. Actually didn't even watch it.
Shout out to Marjolin Didal, who although didn't medal, is has kind of been a she's been, her photos and her energy, because
of, I know, you know, I've actually, if you go on TikTok, a lot of people are simping on Margie did that.
Her IG feed is so cool,
dude,
man.
Dude. And also shout out to all the other Filipino athletes in the Tokyo 2020.
We have a guaranteed Olympics medal already also. Do you hear about that?
For si boxing. Yeah, and I believe si Remedy Rule also. Mm. Yeah. Advancing in swimming, so
we're taking some medals home this year, maybe.
Yeah.
Also, there is something. Maybe we'll discuss it in the TD. But I know Simone. Yeah. Biles.
But I have 30 seconds. My phone is gonna die.
All right. Okay, we're gonna end it now then. Extra song, Rika G. Just follow us everywhere. Hala Hala Show. Listen to the poem. I don't know if Rika G will make it, but
no, I'm so good.
Okay, let's extra song and catch you guys on the next mix. Go ahead, Rika G. Halala show. See you next mix.
Bye.
And enjoy the poem. Bye-bye.
Naiintindihan niyo bang nararamdaman ko? Alam ko namang hindi ako nag-iisa. Pero bakit parang ganito? Parang pakiramdam ko na walang nakakaintindi, walang makakaintindi. Ano ba to? Kahit nga rin ako, di ko maitukoy. Tuwing iniisip ko to, yung utak ko parang lumalangoy-langoy, naglalakad ng paligoy-ligoy. Ano nga ba kasi? Dami namang satsat. Uy, teka lang ha. Pasensya na kung medyo makalat. Pasya. Sige na nga. Sisimulan ko na lang. Para mailabas ko na rin ang aking nararamdaman. Alam niyo ba ang pakiramdam na hindi niyo alam yung nararamdaman? Parang tanga lang ano. Pero di ko kasi malarawan. Simple lang naman ang gusto ko. Magmahal at mahalin. Hala, baka sabihin yung, mahirap ba yung gawin? Siguro, sa inyo. Petix yun. Malayo nyo na kasi yung ginagawa mula noon hanggang ngayon. Diba? Napakadali. Di hamak naman kasi, medyo iba ang kalagayan ninyo. Mas kaunti ang suliranin. Naranasan niyo na ba ang magmahal, ngunit pinigilan ang inyong sarili nung naalala ninyo ang paalala na sinabi? Kasalanan ang magmahal, sariling kasarian. Hindi mo pwedeng dalahin sa kama ang iyong lakan. Oo na, alam ko naman yan. Syaro ilang beses kong narinig at naramdaman ang lamig ng mga tingin, mga mata at mga mukhang walang ngiti. Mga mapanghusga nga naman. Di nyo kasi gets. Kala nyo kasi, pinag-uusapan dito'y sex. Mag-single ka na lang kaya? Oo nga no? Bakit hindi? Kung yan lang ang solusyon, matagal na kong wagi. Kaso oo nga pala, nakalimutan ko. Ang bibilis ninyong magsalita. Kasi wala kayo doon. Buti nga sa inyo, pwede kayong mamili. Eh paano naman ako? Mag-cheer na lang sa tabi? Deserve ko naman, di ba? Ang magmahal at mahalin? May karapatan naman ako, di ba? Na makilig at umamin? Pero bakit ganito? Bakit bawal? Kala niyo naman tatapos na mo doon aking inaasam? Well, wala na kayong magagawa, di ba? Decision ko yun. Kaso, may isa pang hadlang. Ang konsensya, talo ako dun. Kahit anong sabi nila na pwede raw gawin, hindi pa rin talaga kaya. Parang kausap ko lang ang hangin. Sinubukan ko pa rin naman. Sinuway ko ang aking damdamin at ang salita ng Diyos. Naghanap ako ng matatawag kong akin. Nung akala ko wagi, talo pala ako. Nung kinaladkad ako pabalik, dito pa rin ang bagsak ko. Kaya, ang ginawa ko, sinabi ko sa aking sarili, hindi ko kailangang magmahal. Kaya ko to. Bawal mahumaling. Kaso wala pa rin. Kala mo naman kung sinong magaling, huwagas ko makapag-acting. Sa lahat ng taong nakakakilala sa akin, sa sarili ko pa ako nagsinungaling. Sa Diyos na lang kaya ako iiyak at luluhod. Baguhin mo naman ako. Kahit yun lang ang masunod. Kaso wala pa rin. Ano kaya ang aking gagawin? May pag-asa pa ba akong magmahal at mahalin?
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.